Grace to you. Welcome, my friends, to the Deeper Daily Podcast. For the 19th day of the month of May, 2021, thanks for joining me. I'm Paul White, and it is a privilege today to be journeying through the Old Testament book of Malachi, and I was wrong. I told you yesterday that I thought we had one more, but the truth is we're going to do at least two more. This fourth chapter of Malachi is only six verses long, but it contains a prophecy at near the end that for me is one of the most crucial prophecies in understanding what was going on in Jesus' day, almost as crucial as some of the Zechariah stuff, maybe more. But I want to save that for tomorrow. I was really going to dig into that today, and as I got into chapter 4 and sort of settled into the context of the chapter, a verse jumped out at me that I realized I've quoted for you over the years, but I've never really, I don't guess if we've dug into it together because we haven't done sort of a verse by verse from Malachi. And that's Malachi. It's actually verse 2 of chapter 4, but let's read the context, chapter 4, at least verses 1 and 2. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble, and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. I'm going to stop there because there's a couple of things prophetically that happen in that first verse that they're really just images, but then they get fulfilled in vivid color in the life of Christ. Let's go back through verse 1 again. The day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. The day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. So there's a prophecy. And if you take that day literally, then you're looking for a day when there'll be a fire that burns like an oven and burns people up. And that's informed some versions of eschatology, and it's why people struggle against things that people like myself say, which is, hey, God's not mad at you. And they'll go, what do you mean God's not mad? There's a day coming when he's going to burn the world like an oven. But I present to you that the understanding of these verses through the New Testament lens is not literal days out in your future, but rather a day that I believe they lived in. And by day, I don't mean a 24-hour period on the calendar. Listen to it again, and then I want to give you a prophecy fulfilled New Testament style. Here it is, Malachi 4:1. Behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. The day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. They will leave them neither root nor branch. John the Baptist comes along and says to the leadership of Israel, the axe has been laid to the root of your tree. I baptize in water, but there's one coming who shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. His fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly burn his chaff with an unquenchable fire. In the ministry of John the Baptist, Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 is fulfilled in that an axe is laid to the root of an existing tree. Malachi 4, 1, I'm going to leave them neither a root nor a branch. You know what's going to happen in that day? Malachi 4, 1, I'm going to burn like an oven, and I'm going to burn the stubble. And John the Baptist says, your roots cut down. Axe been laid to your system. One coming going to baptize you with fire. He's going to burn the chaff with an unquenchable fire. The fulfillment of Malachi 4:1 is not a day in your future. The fulfillment of Malachi 4:1 is a person, and it is Jesus. And you might say, is this day fulfilled in the past? I would say this day is fulfilled when you meet Christ. When you come into Christ, the root of who you were is cut. The chaff, that which doesn't properly represent you of one of his sons, is burned up. And it's not simply burned up in one moment. He continues to burn whatever is excess in us. So maybe we don't look at something like Malachi 4 and imagine it as prophetic of a day coming. Maybe rather we should look at a Malachi 4 and imagine it as in Christ having come. And that leads us to verse 2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Look at what happens when you come to Christ. He rises as a sun, S-U-N, of righteousness with healing in his wings. He's the sun that rises on your horizon. He's literally your day star. He is your new light. Your roots been cut, your chaff's being burned up, but you can be healed of whatever the root and whatever the chaff did to mess you up. How will you be healed? Look to the rising Son of Righteousness who has healing in his wings. And as you rest beneath who he is, he truly becomes your sunrise in the midst of your denials and betrayals. What does he say to Peter? Oh, you think you'll go with me to death, but the truth is that before the rooster crows twice, you will have denied me three times. And then the rooster crows and Peter realizes what's happened. But I've said this to you 500 times. The rooster crows, meaning it's a new day. So there's beauty in that prophecy. And that is that the sun is coming up. And whatever the sun's coming up on is a day you've never been in before. The sun went down on who you were, but the sun comes up on who you're going to be. The Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings. Get ready to go out. And this one's a prophecy that doesn't go over as well in modern vernacular, but get ready to go out and grow fat. Nobody wants to grow fat, but I hope you understand the analogy and the importance of what it means. So rest in the beauty of these prophecies. Don't be afraid of them. Be confident in them in Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Okay, tomorrow we'll deal with this very important prophecy. I think we can do it in one day, but I'm not going to make any promises. Here's what we're going to do. Tomorrow we're just going to tackle that famous 4th, 5th, and 6th verses. If I can get through them, we will. If not, we'll do a couple days worth. Great, great stuff right here at the tail end of this old covenant search. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.